We're joined on the line this morning by Audrey Grues, who is the founder of Hope for Depression Research Foundation. And she's got something new to talk about today, not only about depression, but a fragrance, Craig, a fragrance that can kind of help with the research. Good morning, Audrey. Thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about, I was looking up some of the information on this. You're the founder of Hope for Depression Research Foundation, and that hope, the word hope has kind of two meanings, not only the hope that we get from maybe the research or from people that can support us, but that was your mother's name, right?
It was my mother's name, and she unfortunately struggled with depression for most of her life. After she passed away, I found out that depression affects almost 20 million people every year in the United States. And sadly, 50% of them don't respond to the existing antidepressants. And with staggering statistics like that, I felt that we needed extra research, additional research, and I started the Hope for Depression Research Foundation in my mother's memory 11 years ago to accelerate depression research.
Audrey, what do we know about what triggers depression? And does it trigger something in our brains?
We know that depression can be caused by our genetic predisposition. It is completely a medical illness. It is not only an illness of the mind and the brain, but of the body. For example, you can have physical pain with no known reason for it when you have depression, and that's caused by your depression. So your body can feel it. You can have a lot of symptoms in the body, such as not eating right, not sleeping very well or sleeping too much, and many other symptoms that really make it an illness of the entire body.
We're about 10 years now on since you founded the Hope for Depression Research Foundation, HDRF. What have you learned, or what is the research that's come out, or where is it going slower than or faster or slower than you'd hope? What are we finding out at this point now, 10 years later?
Research is very, very slow in the slow-paced world of university research. But what we've done is asked our researchers to work together to collaborate. We created something called the Depression Task Force, where seven top neuroscientists in their field have collaborated, have shared information, created a strategy to find out what's missing in depression. And in the last 5 years that they've worked together on this strategic plan, they have found three potential new areas to explore for possible new medications. And since 50% of the medications, you know, don't work on the on people who struggle with depression, this is really an area that we have to advance and we need additional funds for.
We're talking today with Audrey Grues, founder of Hope for Depression Research Foundation, and now a new fragrance of hope. Tell me about this, sort of a different way to help fund the cause, so to speak.
It absolutely is, and really was done inspired by my mother's love of white flowers. She loved the essences of those pure white flowers like Lily of the Valley and Gardenia and a few others. And in her memory and inspired by this, I created Hope, the uplifting fragrance. But the unique thing, although the fragrance stands on its own as a beautiful fragrance that lifts your senses, 100% of net profits go directly to depression research. This has never before been done by anybody in the fragrance field. And, you know, I found out that the fragrance market is about $4 billion annually. And I thought if we could capture even a small percentage of that with Hope, the uplifting fragrance, can you imagine the additional funds we would have for more research to find more answers to depression? Here's our beautiful bottle of Hope, uplifting. Even the bottle is uplifting, the way that it's shaped, the beautiful neck on it, and it's Hope, the uplifting fragrance. We launched it in select Saks Fifth Avenue stores this fall, and it's also available on Saks.com. I love it.
What has been the response from some of the people you know, even maybe your friends or people that you've got a chance to get maybe a little inside when they were first maybe testing this?
We actually sold out of two products. It's a collection of four products. We sold out of two products very, very quickly. So we were thrilled that Saks had to reorder several times.
it's kind of a different way of sort of fundraising in a sense. Sometimes people have different kind of events or things to help with their nonprofits, and there's people that are donating. How did this idea sort of just for a fragrance or sort of a product in a sense for this come about?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. I have a scientific background, but I also worked in at Elizabeth Arden years ago where we launched various fragrances. So I've known how to do that, and I also kind of knew how much my mother loved her white fragrances. So I've wanted to do this for a while. It was just a matter of when you launch a new foundation and you're working with researchers, the greatest researchers there are, there's so much to focus on. So in the last 2 years, I've really intensified this idea of creating the fragrance. I went to one of the top three firms in the world called Firmenich and worked with their leading nose or perfumer. They call them noses. And these people create the top fragrances. And I worked with this wonderful woman who understood what I wanted to create. She worked with me and created Hope, and it was a fabulous experience.
You know, there's a whole science related to sort of things, the smells, and there's scents that help maybe our attitudes and positivity. I don't know, did you keep that in mind when you were trying to do this?
Well, I kept it in mind, although there's not actual enough research that we can say this smell does that or that smell does something else. But as you know, a smell that isn't very good turns off our senses, and a smell that is especially beautiful turns on and uplifts our senses. So we're going with that basic understanding of how beautiful fragrances go right to the olfactory nerve in the nose, right to the brain, to create this wonderful positive feeling.
We're talking today with Audrey Gruss, founder of Hope for Depression Research Foundation. If people are wanting to find out more, maybe some of the research you've come up or tips on helping with depression, is there a place they can get some good information?
Thank you so much for asking. They can go to hopefordepression.org. That's one word, hopefordepression.org, and they can learn all about what we're doing, what our scientists have come up with. They've just published a paper in Neuroscience Magazine. It's all on there. So it's a wonderful thing to do when you're curious and want to know more about depression.